Parshas Baloscha, we have a reference to the Man, which parallels the Parshas Haman and Parshas Beshalach. I thought we talked today about Lecha Mishnah, even though Lecha Mishnah is really a Beshalach topic, not a Baloscha topic, but there's some overlap in Parshas Haman. I saw Rav Asher has a piece on Lecha Mishnah Minchas Asher, so if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for us. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Andaf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, in the medium-sized lines, Amar Abba, b'Shabbos chayiv adam liftsoa al shtei kikaras. A person has to be botzeya. Now, botzeya literally means to break bread, to break on two loaves of bread. Tichsev lecha mishnah. And Rashi comments here, we'll get back to this later, Lipsoa Berachas HaMotzi. Not just to break bread, or maybe not to break bread, but the thrust of it is to make HaMotzi on two units of bread. Amar Vashi, Chazina Lei L'Rav Kahana Denaka Tarte, he took two units of bread, Ubatza Chadda, and he was Botzeya on one of them. Amar Laktu Ksif. It doesn't say Batzu. It doesn't say that they were botzeya on Lecha Mishnah. It says they gathered. So it's enough to have the Lecha Mishnah, even if you're not botzeya on Lecha Mishnah. Rabbi Zeira hava batza akula sheruse. He was botzeya on the entire piece. Rashi says sheruse prusa gedola. He was botzeya on a big piece. Amrle Ravina or Rashi. But Mesik Rav Zanusa, that looks like you're ravenous to take such a big piece and cut that big piece off. Amalei came to call Yom Melo Avid, but in Ahavid the Kavid. But Mesik Rav Zanusa, nope, if that's not my normal practice, it's not like I always break off that amount of bread when I eat. I only do this on Shabbos. So it's clear that it's because of some halachic consideration and not because he's a Rav Zanusa. Okay. And then the Gemara with another Memra of Rabbi Ami Rabasi, that when they had lechem of an Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tchumen, they would use that for lechem Mishnah, since you used it for one mitzvah, you used it for another mitzvah, Erev Chatzeros. And that's what the Maril quotes as far as Erev Tavshilin, which is our practice to be able to stay on the Erev Tavshilin on Shabbos. Maril says to do it for all three meals. Fine. So that is the Gemara here on Shabbos. Let's look back at that Rashi. Batzel l'kulei sheruseh, prusa gedola. V'dai lo ba l'osa suda. And that prusa gedola is enough for that suda. U'l'chavet Shabbos. V'nira kemechabe suda Shabbos l'hischazek v'lachol harbe. By taking off that large piece, that indicates a certain level of kavet Shabbos, that you're having a large quantity of food. Says the Rashba there, the eno mechuber be'enai, the eno inyan shmuasenu. Rashi's payers are talking about taking off a prusa gedola, and that's the kula sheruse. It doesn't flow. The ode, the adarabba kolshu marbe bechasicha have ein yafa, kider midan hasa malabais botzei kidei sheyivsa be'ein yafa. So why would you call that a ravenusa? That's the appropriate way of being botzeya. When you're botzeya with a large piece, you take off a large piece. That's aynafa. That's always appropriate. That's not mechtik ravenusa. Elanir Ali, the botza al kol hakikaras gamar. It means that he's botzeya on all, meaning both, of the loaves of bread. Mishim de karmina denaka tarte botza chada kamar hacha der bzeira botza kula kikaros the manchi kamei. So that's the machlokes amaram. Rav Ashi says that Rav Kahana was naka tarti batzachada. He took two loaves of bread and he was butzai in one of them. And Rav Zeira was butzai in both of them. So that's the flow. That's a very smooth flow, says the Rashba. And that's what it means. It was mesik Rav Nusa, because you don't need more than one loaf of bread to eat. Your person eats one unit of bread. To cut both units of bread is mesik Rav Nusa. According to the Rashba, that's the machlokas of Rav Kahana and Rav Zeira. Are you botzeya on both kikaros, or is it sufficient, or perhaps only appropriate to be botzeya on one kikar? That's what the Rashba understood, the machlokas amaraim over here. And from the Rashba's hasaga, on Rashi, it sounds like the Rashba himself understood that the what emerges according to the second day in Amoraim here of Rav Zera is that Rav Zera's position is again to cut both loaves of bread l'chachila. Have a mina that's mefzik Rav Nusa. The Gemara says if that's not his normal practice, it's because of Kavod Shabbos, that's not mefzik Rav Nusa, that's an appropriate practice on Shabbos. The Rashi in Brachos, Lamed Tesav and Beis, quotes from Rav Haigon. The chain perish of Haigon, im avarech inish b'shabs ha-tarte, u'batza chad v'krav kana, shaper dami, u'batza lulu tarbayu, afilu kula shirusa k'vzera shaper dami, that you could do Dava Kamara, Dava Kamara, but you could do whatever you want. Both are acceptable positions. Both are appropriate. And you have the right to choose which one to follow. So these two deos, at least the way the Rashba understood that this is a Machlokas Amoraim, and Lamaisa 2 days in Rishon, meaning the way Rashi understood, so you know one was both say on two kikaras. According to Rashi, there's no havamina of being both say on more than one, cutting more than one. The Rashba understood that's a Machlokas Amoraim. So whether you should be both saying one or two, maybe 2 days in Medrash. We quoted this Medrash when we discussed Hilchos Shel Shudas earlier this year in the context of whether you need Lecha Mishnah for Shel Shudas, but it's Mavura for those 2 days that we'll look at again now, that there are 2 days as to whether you should be Botseya on both Kikaros for Lecha Mishnah either Suda. Tosas quotes, Kol Yemos Hashana, the Dasa Kenan Bali Tosas in B'Shalach Perek Tazayim Pasuk Beis. So, on a daily basis in the Midbar, when the man fell, they used 2 units of bread to lechamim from the daily dose of man. Then came the Yom HaShishi, when it was double, Hayu Osim Mishnei Omer Le'echad Arba Lechamim. So they would make 4 loaves of bread. The Yom HaShishi Ochlin Mehen Echad. So one of them was the Erev Shabbos meal, the Nishar Shlosha, that left 3 loaves of bread. Hayalam Lasas Nishna Le'erev Echnasas Shabbos, Ochlin Echad, Kiderach Shalem Lecha Lecha Mekol Suda, V'Nishar L'Shabbos Shnei Lechamim. So Friday night, there were 2 loaves of bread that they used. They ate one of them. And so they had what? They ate one Friday afternoon, 1 Friday night, at least 2 for Shabbos day. V'Nishar L'Shabbos Shnei Lechamim, V'Hayalahem Lecha Mishnah. V'Zeraya Shein Bosa Mishnei Kikaros B'Mincha B'Shabbos. So you see from there, you don't need Lecha Mishnah for Shabbos afternoon because you didn't have 2 loaves of bread left Shabbos afternoon. And the second day that the Dasa Kenan Bali tells us, quote, assume a different cheshbon, that it was double for each meal, and they actually were about to say for the 2 kikaras for each meal, the 2 lacham for each meal, and they had Lecha Mishnah for Shal Shudis as well. So that's 2 days here in Medrash quoted by Dasa Kenan. Chuvas HaRashba, Chelek Zayin Simen Tav Kuf Lamed, Yesh Omrim, She'im lo yuchal al shtei kikaros, she'dai lo ba'achas shalem. If you don't have 2 kikaros lech and mishnah, so it's sufficient to have 1. That's what he quotes from the Mechilta. So that reflects that first day in Medrash that we just saw. Rambam Perek Zayin Brachos Lachadalid B'Shabbos Esu Yamin Tovim Chayiv Livtzov Al Shtei Kikaros Notel Shtei Miyado B'Tzei Achas B'An. So the Rambam's clear that you're only about to say on 1, as Rashi understood our Gemara. Mi'iri Chayiv Adam Livtzov Al Shtei Kikaros B'Shabbos Shenamar Lo Tu Lachan Mishneh Mikol Makom Einu Chayiv Livtzov Al Shteim El Lokech Shnayim B'Tzei Alechad Shein Lachan Mishneh Amar El B'Kita. It's going on B'Loktu, not going on the B'Tzia. Fine. And that's what he passed in Shulchan Aruch, like the opinion of what seems to be Rov Rishonim, Reish Aydalid Sif Aleph, Botseya Al Shteki Karos, in the parentheses of the Ramah says Shlemos, She'oche Shtein B'yado, U'Botseya HaTachtona. So you're only to hear Botseya Tarate Mashma. As Rashi said, Botseya Samosi, but Botseya clearly also means that you're cutting it. So Botseya Al Shteki Karos, you do the Botseya, the process of Lecha Mishnah and Hamotzi on 2 loaves of bread, but Botseya Tachtona means actually cut one glove. So let's say, I'm sorry? That's Friday night, correct. Okay, well, for the Mechaber, it's every meal. The Rama says it's only for Friday night. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah there. And again, according to the second day in Medrash, according to Shuvas HaRashba, it's not, again, now like the Rashba in Chidushim, it's not just that you don't have to be Botzeya on two Kikaros, but you dafka shouldn't be Botzeya on two Kikaros because that's Domi Daman. That the model Daman, according to that first day in the Dasa Kanim, is that they only cut one. So the way it's presented in Shuvas HaRashba sounds like...
So they only cut one first day
because
they only
had
one.
Okay, but if there was a lechachila of cutting both, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu should have provided both. So there's a little bit of a mashmos so that's that if it's dumi daban, that's a lechachila. Okay, right. Correct. But if you say like the first day, so it sounds like if it's dumi daban, that's what we're commemorating. If that was done by the bun, so we don't have to be firmer than the bun. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so even though the mechaber passing is only cut one, he quotes the Marshal and the Shalah, who were nohag to cut both of them, like the Chidushei Rashba, the Chain Hiskim Hagra, the Makbet Alatsa, Osa Gimel Chalas Gadol, Osa Gimel Ktain, Osa Bechol Suda, but say Achas Gadol, Achas Ktain. If you can't afford so many big Chalas, you could have a big Chala and a small Chala, and you cut the small Chala together with the big Chala for each meal. That's what it says. What the Mishnah writes here is almost verbatim what the Chayadim says. And in the Maaser Rav, it says in Os Kuf Kaf Gimel that's how the Gaon is Miyashev, that there's no steer between the Bavli and the Zohar that says that you have 12 loaves of bread for challah. It means that you have four Lecha Mishnah times three, and each Lecha Mishnah you cut into two. So in essence, you have four units of bread after you cut them in each meal. That's how you get your 12 challahs. It doesn't mean 12 challahs each meal. It means 12 challahs achakol over the three meals of Shabbos. But also says in the Maaser Rav that the Gaon, sometimes they brought him more than two challahs and he cut all of them. So that sounds like you would to be able, it's not that the shear is to be able to say on two, but to be able to say on every challah that you have. Okay. Now, this presumably, this question as to whether you should cut both chasichas, machlokas rishonim, and the machlokas achronim, whether it's kedai to be machmir, is presumably related to another halachic question as well. Shuvas Priyasada. Priyasada was a rav in Hungary before the First World War. Shuvas Priyasada, chelik beisim and peiches, chelik beisim and peiches, raised the question that would have been relevant this year, Erev Pesach Chayas v'Shabbos. Can you be botzeya, your Shabbos morning meal, if you don't have two loaves of bread for Lecha Mishnah, can you take Lecha Mishnah with a challah roll and a matzah? Even though matzah is aser b'chila and erev pesach bol, or v'sasa beis chamim, if you can't eat it, we're not talking about sashir, but real matzah, can you use the second matzah as your Lecha Mishnah for erev pesach shechal yos the Shabbos? So you think that this should be totally on whether you have to cut both loaves of bread. If you have to cut both loaves of bread, so presumably they have to be loaves of bread that you're going to eat. And there's an Isra Chila of Matzah and Pesach. If you're only cutting one of them, and the second one is for the optics, but not that you're going to eat it, he thinks, and you could even use a Challah or Matzah that is Asr B'Chila at that point. The way he says it is, so what's the point of Lecha Mishnah if you're not supposed to eat it and it could even be Asr B'Chila? That the point of Lecha Mishnah is to demonstrate that we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided our needs in the Midbar and we received the man that we needed for that day. So we show that we're not worried. We're commemorating the man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided our needs in the Midbar, gave us the man, so we commemorate the man, but it doesn't mean you have to eat it, especially according to that day in Medrash that they didn't eat it. So it doesn't have to be Motor Achila. If he says you have to cut both of them, so the point is to show that we rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not worried about if we're going to have enough food for the next meal. We don't leave something over because we're worried that we're going to run out of food. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu provided the manna on a daily basis, and you weren't allowed to leave any over to demonstrate our emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here on Shabbos, you cut both loaves of bread. We're not saving anything over for afterwards. We're not worried where we're going to have what to eat from. So he says that since in Shulchan Aruch paskin that you only cut one loaf of bread, so lahalacha he paskin said you can use a matzah for lechem mishnah on erev Pesach shachaliyos b'Shabbos. Pri begadim mishmaso zahav simin reish ayin dalis of katan beis reish ayin dalis of katan beis. Pri begadim says this is relevant in a different context. Can you use pas akum? Or pas palter if you're machmir not to use pas palter, that which is ni'ikra din mutter, but there's a minhag to avoid. Can you use that as your second loaf of bread for lechem mishnah? So the Prima Gadol there writes that even if you yourself are machmir not to use pas palter, but you're allowed to use pas akum as your second loaf of bread if that's all you have, since it sounds like you're not eating it anyway. So it could be the same thing for Yashan, although as Rav Avadia points out in the Chazon Avadia Shabbos Chelik Beis, page 182, that you can distinguish between the Erev Pesach Matzah Shaila and the Pasfalter Shaila. Pasfalter is a Chumrah. Mikra then is Mutter for everyone. You're a Machmir, but Ikaron, it's Mutter Bachila. Supposed to Matzah Erev Pesach, which is Asher Medina. So then maybe that would be more chamer. The fact that the Prima Gadim is matir using pas palter doesn't necessarily mean he would have been, he doesn't discuss it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he would have been matir using matzah on Erev Pesach. He means pas palter. He says pas akum, but he means pas palter. Dayan Weiss, Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chele Tessim and Membeis, Chele Tessim and Membeis, can you use a frozen challah for the second loaf of bread? So it's not currently edible, could be edible later. So he doesn't frame it in our context of whether you need to cut one or cut two. The way he presents it is fundamentally it's edible. It's just a little bit cold now, but in a few minutes or 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you'll be able to eat it. And if you want, you can warm it up now, put it opposite the flame.
Rabbi Zilberman?
Yes.
Would it make a difference to say if it's an Isser Gavra or an Isser Chefsa?
If what's an Isser Gavra?
The matzah, no?
It doesn't make a difference if the matzah and Erev Pesach is an Isser Gavra or an Isser Chefsa? What do you mean?
If you say that that something's wrong with it,
yeah,
then you can't use it. But if it's just it itself is okay, but the person can't eat it. But in theory, like you say, theoretically, it can be eaten, and you give it to kids, and other people can eat it, then it's okay.
I think what you mean to say... I'm sorry?
When you bring Munir Hana from...
Right, so I wouldn't frame it that way. I think the better way to ask a question is if it's only an Israel Lisman. Meaning it's fundamentally, which I think part of what we're saying, fundamentally... It's mutter. Just right now, there's a tactical isser at this moment. Not sure. Okay. Yeah. What do you want to say? Fine. So Dayan Weiss doesn't frame it in terms of whether you have to be but saying one or two. He kind of gets out of it on a technicality that frozen isn't really inedible. It's you could eat it soon. You could take the chill out of it. So it's really edible if push comes to shove. In Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen's English Sefer, he quotes from Moshe that along the same lines that since you could cool it off, you could soak it in water and make it edible that way. It may not be so tasty, but that's considered to be sufficiently ra'i la'achila. So for that reason, Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Moshe are matir using a frozen challah for lechem mishnah. Rav Ozner, Shevet Alevi Chelik Vav Simin Lamed Aleph Chelik Vav Simin Lamed Aleph, he writes that it's Roy Lahachmir because according to some Rishonim, he thinks he should be choshesh for having to cut both loaves of bread. And Lamaisa, it's not edible now, when you're being Botaya. See, it's Machmir. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa is Mako. Chelik Beis, Perek Nun Hei, Sifu Beis, Chelik Beis, Perek Nun Hei, Sifu Beis. But he quotes from Shlomo Zalman there in a footnote that if it's so frozen that his mom is hard like a rock, and it's not going to be edible even by the time you finish the meal, then he thinks you shouldn't use it. And that's worse than Matzah Ner Pesach, because Matzah Ner Pesach fundamentally is roy. It's edible. There's just an Aryeh Huda Reviale of the Isser. And maybe that's better than a rock solid piece of challah. And Chuvas B'Tzalel Chachma, B'Tzalel, the B'Tzalel Stern of Australia, Chela Gimel Simon Kufyod, says that as well. And finally, Tzitz Eliezer, Chela Kedal Simon Mem, Chela Kedal Simon Mem, he's Mekel. He also assumes that since you don't need to cut two loaves of bread, Mekel Adin, so you don't need the second one to be edible. And even if it's rock solid, it sounds like hard as a rock, it sounds like that will be mutter. He quotes the Prima Gadim and the Prisad that we started with. Shmir Shabbos L'Chasso also talks about using a non-shmura matzah for Lecha Mishnah Leila Seder. So it's not so relevant for us because we have the minhag of having a kezayis from all the matzahs, but it, the Ikar Adin, if you're only going to have a kezayis as required mikradin from one of the matzahs that you're botzayan for lecha mishnah. So can you have lecha mishnah with a non-shmur matzah? The minig is not to use that for mitzvah lecha seder, but fundamentally it's mutter b'achila. The question from Shlomo Zalman, that is mutter. Okay. Mishnah Brura has the following comment in Reish Ayin Dalis of Katan Beis. He writes, Nachon Linog, Shezesh Abotseya, Yechave Lifto Rebirkas Hamotzi, Kolam Asubin. So it's appropriate that the person who is the Botseya should have in mind that he's pattering all the Mesubin with the Bracha of Hamotzi. The Gam Yomer La Mesubin Sheikham Nulasis Rebirkaso. And he should tell everyone to have Kavan and Tbiyotu with this Bracha. Kedei Shekulam Yetsu B'Lecha Mishnah. That Evan will be Yotzei with Lecha Mishnah. Meaning to say, that in order to be Yotze from Lecha Mishnah, you have to have Kavanah for the Bracha, the one who's Botzei on the Lecha Mishnah, and then eat for the Lecha Mishnah that he's Botzei on. Meaning, it would not be appropriate if the Baal Bayis is Botzei on Lecha Mishnah, then he gives a piece of Challah from the Lecha Mishnah to all the Mesubim, and the Mesubim were to make their own Birkas HaMotzi. So that, the Mishnah Brura El Chayadam, say would be inappropriate because you're not Yotzei Lecha Mishnah if you're going to say your own bracha, because your bracha is not chal on that Lecha Mishnah. The Deborah Tziner, Chuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Hei Simon Ayin Hei, Chelek Hei Simon Ayin Hei, brother of the B'Tzalel Chachma that we quoted a moment ago. So he responded to those who had a different practice of Dafka saying a bracha on the Prusa that they're handed. And as Deborah Tziner says, that his Kabbalah from the descendants of the Chasam Sofer, from Hungarian Jewry, is, even though apparently there are other minhagim among Hungarians, but he says the correct minhag from the Chasam Sofer, is what the Mishnah Brura says, that everybody should be Yotzei the bracha of the Botzeya and not make their own bracha. For that reason, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa also says that everybody, Leila Seder, should have their own matzahs in front of them. So the cheshbon that he presents here is you should have your own matzahs in front of you, because otherwise not everyone's going to get a kezayis from the Lecha Mishnah of the Botzaya. There's potentially a bigger problem there that needs to be addressed, which is that if we assume that lechachila, at least, you're supposed to have two kezayisim of motzi matzah, those two kezayisim, it only makes sense that two kezayisim if you're having a kezayis from the tam matzah and a kezayis from the middle matzah, because that's the chumah two kezayisim, one for the motzi, one for the mitzvah matzah, one for the lecha mishnah. If there are a few people around the table, there aren't enough kezayisim to go around from that from the matzahs of the Baal HaBayis. So what Shechter does to solve that problem is that you have multiple tam matzahs and multiple middle matzahs. The three is a minimum. But if you have multiple top matzahs and multiple middle matzahs, so then you give a kazayas to everybody around the table from the top and a kazayas from the middle, because there are a few middles and a few top. I also tell you from experience, that's very helpful to avoid fights with who hides the afikomen, because if you have four afikomens or five afikomens, so then there's an afikomen for everyone to hide. It comes in very useful for that reason too. Back to our story here about Lech HaNishta, despite the fact that the Mishnah Berurah Chayyadim strongly say that you shouldn't say a bracha on the Prusas Lechem that the Baal Bais gives you, apparently there is such a practice that many have. The Tshuva, the Malam of the Hol, there references that this is a practice of Hungary in many areas of Europe. And both Shmir Shabbos references that whoever does that Yesh Al Mi L'smoch. Rabbi Willig, I remember remarking to me once that he's on many Chashmir Rosh Yeshiva stay at his house for Shabbos, and he noticed that they also say a bracha on the Prusas Lechem, which he thought was interesting. And I say Rav Asher in his piece also references that there are many tzaddikim and anshei ma'isa with such a practice. So in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, to justify that practice, he's mitzayin a comment of the Eshel of Rambu Chach, Simon Reish Ayin Dalit. It's a little bit of a cryptic statement. He says, Yotzim yidei chobas lecha nishna b'shmiya. Hagam shabracha shal nenin eina yotzim yidei chobasa umevarach b'fnei atzmo. So the mitzvah lechem nishna is on the bitzia, and shlichus works. So what does that mean? That the botzei is your shaliach to be motzi you in lechem nishna? How does that work? And not so clear. So Rav Asher develops the idea that maybe those who have such a practice are wearing the following cheshbon. The Rashi that we saw at the beginning says about say is brechas amosis. That sounds like the ikar bitzia, the ikar chovas lecha mishna, is tied to the bracha. So if a person is going to say the bracha on the prusas lechem, even if the baal bayis is on lecha mishna, so there's no shaykhus to the lecha mishna. But he says there are other rayas that maybe it's more than that. It's the thrust of, you have to say bracha, but the thrust of lecha nishna is that it should be a suda that is anchored with lecha nishna. You're kovei a suda on lecha nishna. Eating it is a detail, but the thrust of it is that you have to have a kviya suda on lecha nishna. So if you have a kviya suda on lecha nishna, and the mevarech is mevarech on lecha nishna, and you say you're on bracha and you're pusa, but since the Tchilas Asuda with Nikban Lecha Mishnah, maybe that's sufficient to be Yotze, the Chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah. He quotes, he says he doesn't like this exact presentation, but he quotes from his Rebbe, the Kloisenberger, Divrei Yatsiv Chelek Arachayim Simen Kuf Kavav, that he explains the point of Lecha Mishnah is that everything on Shabbos should be double. We're showing that we have double what we usually have. The Iker Chiyav is to be Koveh your Suda in a way that's double. So as long as you have Lecha Mishnah on the table and everyone's eating from that table, then that's the sufficient Kiyam of Lechem Mishnah. So that's what Rav Asher suggests along such lines, that the thrust of Lechem Mishnah, according, at least to justify those who have the practice of saying their own bracha on a prusas lechem, maybe the kviya suda on lechem mishnah as opposed to the bracha per se. Okay, but still, if you don't have a minhag to the contrary, it sounds like the more correct minhag is to be yosei with the bracha of the baal bayis, not to make your own bracha, and then you're fully yosei the lechem mishnah.
Shmech.
Okay, hey. Stop here. I have no idea. Seems a little bit strange. Maybe because that's what their parents did. Yeah, I don't know. These are all post facto justifications.
But then I explain why they.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Shabbos.